那个我相信好像我以前也发过这张纸
啊，
有没有？有发过啊，这个大家有没有读过？
I believe in the past I have brought this this document here as well to everyone.
那个我在无意之中就找到这个了，已经就是，哎，我一看呢，我读下去的时候，读到的什么地方呢？读到26章那个《使徒行传》，他说他是最好的可以读的一个 chapter， 是不是 ？The finest piece。
The finest piece of reading is the
对不对？那我后来看了一下子啊，这个奖状里面，这个 Tree of Life 里面画的很有意思，你自己去默想去啊，那个默想去，它最后结尾呢，就是在《使徒行传》第26章，你做个结尾啊。我希望弟兄姐妹，你听完我讲。完了以后，你自己有一个回想 ，why？
So yeah, brothers and sisters. the other day when I was when I pulled out this document and I was reading it, you know, I read down to the part where it talks about Acts chapter 26, which in here states that is one of the finest pieces of reading that you can have, that you can study. Through the Bible. So hopefully after today's sermon, you can all reflect on what's written here, but also what's in the Bible.
或许弟兄姐妹，你可以再加一些上面去为什么它是一个很好的，是我们应该读的那个 chapter.
And perhaps, brothers and sisters, you can think of other places, other things to add to this.But think about why Acts chapter 26 is such an important chapter to read.
那个是一个很好的一个给我们有一个对神的话语有一个反思，就是说，常常我们读神的话语的时候，就有一个想法 ，Why？ 为什么？为什么？
Because Acts chapter 26, it's a chapter that causes us to reflect and think on God's word. It causes us to ask, you know, why did God say what he wrote?
今天我来给大家分享的就是26章，因为我把我自己的感觉讲出来。
And today, my sermon's going to be based on Acts chapter 26.
我们低头一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主要是我们感谢赞美你，哈利路亚。
Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you.
我们谢谢你给我们有一个阳光的一天。
We thank you for giving us such a sunny day.
愿你的话语在我们心中，哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，照亮我们的心田。
Lord, may your words shine a light within the fields of our hearts.
帮助我们更多的明白你。
Help us to more and more understand you.
愿你把启示智慧的灵赏赐给我们这里的每一位。
May you grant to everyone here, the spirit of truth and wisdom.
让我们真知道你。
Let us to truly know you.
谢谢耶稣，主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure that many of you have already read, you know, the book of Acts.
这个《使徒行传》里面最主要的讲哪两个人呢？彼得跟保罗，大家晓得，彼得写前面12章，保罗写后面。从十二章以后，都是属于保罗的。
So who are the two most important people who wrote the book of Acts? It's Peter and Paul. And Peter wrote the first 12 chapters, and then The other half of Acts was written by Paul.
真正的作家就是彼得跟保罗，不是路加。
But so the true authors were actually Peter and Paul, and not Luke.
为什么？除了他以外，还有没有别人呢？
And why? Because besides those two, who else were there in the?
还有没有别人？还有啊，还有就是你跟我在写这个使徒行传。
And there actually is someone else that we should consider, and it's you and I, because we're also adding on to the work of Acts.
我们看看使徒行传最后一节好不好？28章最后一节。
Let us look at the last verse of.The book of Acts,
31节,
verse 31 of chapter 28.
31, yeah. 我们一起来读好不好？放胆成强，神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。你看到没有？这里讲啊，是什么？没有禁止啊，圣灵把这个门开开来了，就是借着彼得跟保罗把从圣灵充满哈、啊，到圣灵内住，然后圣灵的洗，然后呢，神国的道就这样子传讲出来了。他说，并没有人禁止圣灵，我跟你讲，没有人可以禁止的，没有办法禁止。
So verse 31, it says, boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the key here is that these people went and preached without hindrance. Why this is important is because, you know, for Paul and Peter, you know, they, from the point where, you know, they were baptized by the Holy Spirit andYou know, the Holy Spirit is indwelling in them. They've been able to go out and preach without stopping because the Holy Spirit removed the obstacles so they don't have any hindrances. And when that happens,
believers have power to go.
那个彼得跟保罗啊，我跟你讲啊，他们两个人呢、啊，到他们晚年的时候都在监牢里面，而且在同一个监牢里面。
And I want to mention that both Peter and Paul in their later days, they were both in prison. In fact, they were in the same prison.
我不晓得他们有没有见过面，我只希望他们见过面。
在那个会议的时候，
不是在会议啊。
哦，在监牢。
在监牢里。
Yeah, and I don't know if they had a chance to encounter one another while in prison.
他们两个人同一天被处死的。
But they both were put to death on the same day.
彼得他说我不配倒挂十字架。
Peter, he said that he was not worthy and that he wanted to be crucified upside down.
Peter, 他胆子很大，到处传讲福音。
Peter, he was really bold and confident. He preached the gospel in many places.
就是我们刚才唱的最后一句话是什么？我愿为你而活，也愿为你而死。
And it's just like the.
这个就是彼得。
And it's just like the last few verses that we sang in the hymn, where it says that we're willing to live for you and also willing to die for you, and that was the life of Peter.
保罗，我读了罗马书跟使徒行传，哎呀，这个是翻天覆地、惊天动地的一个使者。
And Paul, when I read, you know, Acts and Romans, I can see how Paul is such he's an apostle and a saint that really flipped the world upside down.
他的罪名是什么？他不愿意拜凯撒皇帝，不愿意拜任何的罗马的帝王。
And what he was, something that everyone knew him for was that he wasn't willing to, you know, basically, you know, worship the Caesar or any of the Roman emperors.
这个保罗这一位仁兄啊，是胆大包天，什么都不怕的一个人。
And you know Paul, he's also you know really bold and he's not afraid.
这两个人呢，他们呢是在六月二十九号1967年殉道的，在同一天天将拂晓的时候，天将亮的时候，他们在那个时刻就为主殉道了。
And so both Peter and Paul.They were martyred on June 29th, and the year 67.
对，那个，所以今年我们可以纪念他们。这个日子不是我讲的哦，是你到那个罗马去，罗马教会有一个医治之泉 ，the spring of healing 那个地方，他们那个地方有一个什么样子呢？那个地方。有一个教堂。
So this date is not just you know something that I'm saying, but it's actually written and displayed at the at a church in Rome.
所以他们在那一天殉道，他们在那天殉道。我相信那个保罗啊，大义凛然，凛然这个气势磅礴，那个。展开漫步到那个刑场里面去。
So I'm sure on that day, when Paul was to be martyred, he, you know, he was not afraid and he walked confidently to his death.
我相信啊，他给主耶稣做了一个美好的见证。
And I believe he lived out a beautiful testimony for Jesus.
在中国也有这样子的一件事情。
And there's something similar that happened in China as well.
那个义和团作乱的时候啊，那个清朝有一句口号，父亲是吧，命养。你们有没有听过？
Okay.
父亲密养。义和团。
Okay. So there was in the Qing dynasty there was a revolt.
那个义和团啊。有一天呢，抓了一批基督徒啊，到刑场里面去准备杀头去。
And during this event, they you know grabbed a bunch of Christians to you know a public place to basically kill them.
那个其中绑了一个少女。
And among them was a young woman.
很漂亮的少女。
A beautiful young woman.
她被绑住了。
And she was tied up.
她有没有凄凄惨惨的流眼泪啊？有没有？
And did,
一滴都没有哦。
And,
一滴都没有哦。
And did she, was she,
Was she feel sad?
Did she feel horrible and was she weeping? And she didn't.
Not at all.
Yeah, not at all.
反而她一边去刑场，一边什么微笑的脸，一边这个嘴里哼哼有词的在唱圣诗。
And instead, she was smiling on her way, to this to the place where they were going to be executed, and she was, you know, singing psalms and praises.
在香港有一个传道人方安柱，你晓不晓得这个人？
听过
啊，可能是他的祖父，就在那个门缝里面啊，看的时候，那个时候门都不准开的哦，他就在门缝里面看那个刑场过去的人呐、啊。哎呀，他一看到这个少女啊，哎呀，好圣洁啊，然后唱的这个歌一点都没有害怕。
And so there was actually a missionary from Hong Kong. He was outside of this event, and he was, you know, kind of peering through, you know, a hole, a peephole, and looking at who was going by. And when he saw this lady being walked through, he saw that she was, you know, truly, you know, holy and pure.
当他看到那一景的时候啊，他吃了一惊啊！哎呀，他马上就回想人生的意义。他就是在那一刹那，在这个时刻里面，他就信耶稣了。
Okay, so at that time, this person hadn't believed in Jesus, but when he saw this moment, he was, you know, jolted awake, and he started to think about what was the purpose of life, and it was in that moment that he.Gave his life to Jesus.
弟兄姐妹啊，所以一个基督徒的做的见证啊很重要。
So brothers and sisters, the testimonies that we have as a Christian is very important.
这个见证啊，就是真实的故事，是发生在我们里面的，对不对？
And these testimonies are real stories that have happened in our lives.
所以我们给人家去传福音的时候，不需要讲神学的道理。我跟你讲，我们也没有那么很多的时间，我们很忙，没有办法去把圣经说我研究透了以后，我再跟你讲吧。No， 你就是到那个圣经上告诉我们，你就是到天涯海角，从那个什么耶路撒冷到地极全地去干什么？做我们的见证。不是叫你们去传神学的道理，你懂不懂
？Yeah, so brothers and sisters, you know, when we preach the gospel, you know, it's not, we do not have to, be Bible scholars or dive into the theology, and be experts at it, because you know, in the Bible, when Jesus, you know, sent us out, when he said to go through all throughout, Judea and beyond to all the other countries, he didn't say.To preach, you know, theology, but rather to be witnesses and to bear testimony for God.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，你听了我这个分享以后啊，我们要努力的去做见证。
So after, you know, through the sermon, you know, I want to encourage you to
好，谢谢。
To continue to persevere in.And work hard in being testimonies for God.
好不好？呀，我希望我们每一个人都能够啊，你到大中华去啊，干什么去？带了一张什么？带了一张传单，就看着有这种，看着有一些人圣灵感动你，你就去传递出去。
I hope that you know, no matter where you go, whether it's you know grocery stores or wherever, you can, you know, just take a pamphlet and spread the gospel wherever you go. If the Holy Spirit moves you.
哎呀，现在我是想，那个我们看看一二三四五六个，还有六点没有讲。那个第一点我们要讲的，我们先看看那个保罗这个人的这个在第五节，我们在那个《使徒行传》第五节，那个第26章第五节。
So let's take a look at Acts chapter 25, verse 6.
哦，在这个讲以前呢，我要
or verse 5, sorry.
我要讲的那个就是保罗在长官面前的见证啊。这个见证呢，就是有五个见证，你就是四个呢，给那个雅基。雅基伯 那个另外一个呢是那个给那个巡抚的那个非都司的啊。
Oh, okay. So before we actually get into chapter 26, there are a few testimonies that Paul made before this, and it was he gave testimony before Festus and also Agrippa.
Agrippa. Yeah. 这个里面呢，你们写一下，在第二节、第十三节、十九节、二十五节、二十七节，这个是。都提到了这两个主要的人物呀。
And these important characters were referred to in verse 2, 13, 19, 25, and 27.
我们那个第一个要看的就是说保罗所受的教育啊。是最犹太教里面最谨严的，他的导师呢，那个加玛利也是一个有名望的人。
So another thing to remember as we go through this is that Paul, you know, he was very well educated among the Jews, and in studying the Jewish law, and even his teacher. Gamaliel, I forget what his name is.
我们看看他那个那个第五节好不好？第五节，来，第五节，
二十六章。
So let's look at Acts chapter 26, verse 5.
你看了啊，那个啊。他这里自己讲啊，就晓得我从起初是按照我教中最谨严的教门做了法利赛人。
Here it says, they have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee.
这个人就是谁呢？是谁呢？是加玛利。加玛利呢，他是一个很有名望的。在学术上是非常有名望、非常谨严的人，他讲的话啊，那个他讲什么话，大部分的那个犹太人呢、啊，就是言从即听啊。在那个《使徒行传》的第五章那个里面，我们就看到他们要抓这些使徒的时候，加玛利就出来讲了，他不能抓，他出自上帝的，你没有办法阻挡。
So basically.Here is referring to the leader of the sect, the strictest sect was Gamaliel. And basically, a lot of the Jews respected him, and, you know, whatever he said, you know, basically people listened.
那个保罗受的教育是完整的，是非常在犹太教里面是非常好的。
So the education that Paul received was very top notch and complete.
所以他相信那个犹太教是真正的，是真正的他们该相信的。
So you know, at that time, early on, he felt that.Judaism and the things that he learned was the truth.
So he had the 那个到那个我们看看那个第十三节、第十四节到第十六节，来，这是我们讲的第二个了哈。
So let's go to verse 13.
Verse 13, 14, and
13, 14, and 16. Yeah.
来，我们一起来读。王啊，我在路上下午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面围着我，并与我同行的人，这个在地，就听见有人从希伯来说：“扫罗，扫罗，扫罗， 为什么第一次我引用小梯次是难的哈，听到这里啊，这里面呢就是我们看到呢，就是说跟了保罗一起的人呢，有一批人，对不对？抓了那个大祭司的那个权，大权的命令去逮这些基督徒，有一批人。但是他到了大马色的时候呢，他看到天发光了，照在他们身上。
Okay, so verse 13 and 14. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And here we notice in verse 13 that they were given authority by the leaders of the Pharisees to go to Damascus and to persecute Christians. But on their way, there was a bright light that shone from heaven.
这个弟兄姐妹有没有想到，就是有一批人跟他走啊？哎，这一批人呢都被光照到了，但是呢，他们有没有听到那个耶稣跟他们讲话的？
So brothers and sisters, can you imagine? There was a group of people, many people who were following Paul on the way to Damascus, and the same light shone upon all of them, but did all of them hear the voice of Jesus?
这个就是像我们今天一样的，我们很多人都去参加大的聚会了，对不对？那听到的人全部都听到了，很多的人，但是真正的被圣灵感动的有几个？有时候只有一个，有时候有两个，有时候有一批人，不是全部的人哦。你看到、哦、
so,
所以神是特别恩待保罗。
And so it's just like today, you know, maybe many people go to, you know, conferences or meetings, and many people hear the same words, but not all of them are moved by the Holy Spirit. You know, maybe, you know, actually oftentimes it may just be actually one person who believes or two, or maybe, you know, a group of people, but it's not everyone. So we here we know that, you know, God really gave up a lot of grace to Paul.
为什么？我们以后再讲啊。这个里面的第十四节很重要啊。十四节，尤其是下面一段啊，最后一段，你用脚踢刺是难的，你用脚踢刺是难的，这个就是跟下面的我们读到三十一节的时候也是一样的，圣灵没有禁止，你要禁止他传福音，你禁止不了的。在这个里面呢，我们看到第九章《使徒行传》第九章第二十二章都有讲到那个大马色的被光照的情形。
So another important part here is the second half of verse 14, where it says, where Jesus says to Paul, "It is hard for you to kick against the goads." And this is similar to later when we read verse 31. And also in Acts chapter 9 and Acts chapter 22, about how when God removes the hindrances to spreading the gospel, no one can stop it.
那个在九章跟二十二章里面，他没有写这句话，用脚踢刺，当都没有写，都没有写上去。
But you know, in Acts chapter 9 and Acts chapter 22, it doesn't mention these words.
只有在二十六章里面讲明白。
But it's only spoken about in chapter 26.
这个情形我就是给弟兄姐妹要讲的啊，就是很多人就有一个心里面有一个恐惧，有一个害怕，说，哎呀，中国大陆国内啊，又要控制基督徒了。
And the reason why I bring this up is because among many Christians, especially some of us are are afraid because of what's going on in China with the increasing control.
我们放眼看那个基督教的成长啊，基督教的成长，基督教的成长就是在苦难的时候成长，不是在什么和平享乐的时候成长。你看那个国内，就是1949年以前大陆的基督徒，那个时候是70万。So,
if we think about this, in retrospect, actually it's Christians grow the most during times of oppression and pressure, not when things are at peace. And if we think back in mainland China, actually, back in the 1940s, there were...
1949.
In 1949, there were 700,000 Christians.
现在大概有, 据他们, 估计啊, 可能超过1亿了。
And based on the statistics now, you know, perhaps it's over a million?
10 million. 10 million. 弟兄姐妹啊，在这里我们可以看到啊，哎呀，虽然当时国内一片肃静，不准基督徒抬头，啊，现在就是一看到越来越多的基督徒。
So we see how, you know, from back then, you know, how it was really restrictive and there weren't many Christians to even now where, you know, many people are, you know, hundreds of millions of people are believers.
弟兄姐妹们，我讲到这里的时候，我就想到美国了。And
when I talk about this, I think about America.
Yeah. 基督教教堂在 渐渐地在退潮，慢慢往下播走。
And the church in America has been on decline slowly.
我们应该为美国来祷告。We
should pray for America.
这个在博德摩地区啊，我们我有一天看的那个礼拜天的报纸，一看到有三个教会。
So recently I was reading in the newspapers, it was a story about three churches that were about to be auctioned.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们要为美国祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for the United States.
这个地方是我们居住的地方。
This is where we live.
圣经也教导我们应该为你所住的地方祷告，我们可以度安舒的日子。
The Bible instructs us to pray for the land in which we live in, so that we can have there may be peace where we live.
好不好？像我希望弟兄姐妹啊，从今天开始啊，就是。 无论在教会里面，无论在家庭的 devotion 里面，我们应该为美国来祷告。So,
brothers and sisters, let us pray for the United States. No matter whether we are in church or at home doing our devotions, wherever we are.
在箴言第一章里面讲，他说：“你们平安太平的时候啊，要来寻找我；你们太平的时候，你们要来寻找我；当你们不太平的时候呢？” 你来寻找我，你在太平的时候不寻找我，你们在不太平的时候寻找我的话，我就不听你们的祷告。So
in Proverbs, you know, it says that we need to
first chapter.
Yeah, in the first chapter of Proverbs, it says that we need to seek him when we are in peace, and not when you know, when there is no longer peace, because when we If we do that, then when we are going through troubled times, we may not find him.
好，我们来看看这个，我这里就讲完了那个大马色的经历。那第三个我要讲的，没有违背天上来的意象形式，意象，啊，然后呢，形式与悔改的心相称。
So the third point that I want to make is about in Acts chapter 26, verse 19, or...
那个 verse
19 and 20.
我们来看看啊。
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象，先在大马色或在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当要悔改，归向神，行事以悔改心相称。好，那个，然后我们再读23节。
就是受害，并且因从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。好。
Verse 19 and 20. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea. And to the Gentiles also, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. And let's also read verse 23, where it says that the Christ would suffer and as the first to rise from the dead would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles.
那个16节啊，那个那几节里面，我们看到啊，保罗他一次得救是吧？他就得救了，他不但是得救了，而且他就是蒙召了，就是换句话说，保罗一得救就是蒙召了。So
what we read in these verses in the previous verses is that, you know, when, you know, Paul encountered Jesus, he was saved once and saved once for all. And he was used by God. He was called by God.
我是在想一件什么事情啊，当一个人啊被圣灵光照信主了以后，你会不会马上就去蒙召啊，马上就去做神的工作去啊？
And so, brothers and sisters, think about it. Like when we first believe, like how many of us get up immediately to go fulfill that calling, to go do the work.
我想有, 但是极少极少的人, 保罗是一个先例。
I think there are some, but it's few. And Paul is just one of those few examples.
他在大马色, 一抹光照, 一看见神, 神就呼召他，你要做我的执事，你要到外邦人那里去传福音去。
Because here, you know, when Paul encountered Jesus, Jesus, you know, told him, "You're to be my servant and to go preach the gospel."
保罗这个人呢，跟普通人不一样。And
you know, Paul is not like the average person.
他对神很绝对。
His attitude towards God is very he's very faithful. He's absolutely faithful.
神说什么，叫他做什么，他马上就做，一点反对都没有的。
Whatever God tells him to do, he does it without hesitation.
所以他一信主啊，哎呀，这个以前那个犹太教的这个东西有。 跟我现在遇见的耶稣有差异，他马上就跟着耶稣，马上就蒙召，马上就做神的工作去了。And
when he realized that there's difference between what Jesus was preaching and the reality of that, between his encounter from his encounter and versus everything he learned, he realized that he needs to follow Jesus.
最重要的原因是什么？ 主耶稣看到保罗这一个人呢，虽然他的信仰呢与犹太教，但是这个人里面有一个很好的东西在里面，就是他是绝对。
And so what Jesus saw was like, even though he, you know, he was very zealous for Judaism, and even though he persecuted Christians, Jesus saw that there was something in him that was very special, which was his, you know, his devotion to God.
所以弟兄姐妹啊, 我想想我自己啊, 我这个人不够绝对。 保罗一信主他就绝对了，啊，这个很少人就这样，他是一个特别特别的人。
And I think about even for myself, you know, I don't have that, you know, absolute loyalty or devotion, and you know, can see that Paul is truly a special person.
在中国的那个国内啊。 到现在，我们想想看，有哪几个传道人是绝对的？你们有没有想过 ？No， 你都是，Watchman，he is the event，he is the theology。宋尚杰，宋尚杰，这个人是绝对的。 我跟你讲，我在别的地方那个聚会的时候，那个老一辈的人逼我，我说你怎么庆祝的？说宋尚杰，宋尚杰，宋尚杰，好几个人。他讲到的时候，整个会场都震动了。So
if we think about China, you know, who of those who were missionaries there were.
Or
just as you know, devoted to God, and absolute in their faith in Him, and there's, I guess maybe few, very few.
这个人信主以前呢，欺负他哥哥的一个人，呀，他给哥，这个很坏的，很坏的一个人。
So one of those people is. Is John's song, and before he came to Christ, he was actually not a really nice person. In fact, he was pretty he bullied his brother.
他信主了以后啊，拿了PhD学位啊，又回到这个祖国去。这个太平洋上面开了轮船，开了一半呢，他把他的 PhD degree 丢到海里面去了。
He actually, John Song, he went to get a PhD, but on his way back to China, he actually ripped his degree apart and threw it into the ocean.
我们会不会做到这个样子啊? 我们很难做得到。这个江宋这个人是绝对。
And how many of us have that kind of devotion and faith and But John Song, he was that kind of person.
另外一个还有一个谁啊？你们想想看。
And who else is there?
啊，还有一个人，他们在解放以前叫铁人王明道，听过这个人没有？听过啊。
So there's another individual and.
Pastor Wang Mingdao.
His name is Pastor Lao Mingdao.
那个，我觉得我一生很有幸啊，能够遇见他。
And I feel like I've been really lucky in my life to have met him.
在1997年，我到上海去。
In 1997, I went to Shanghai.
看看这些那个基督徒的呀，基督徒也看看我以前的亲戚们。
I went there to visit Christians there, but also my relatives.
那有一天早上，一个基督徒就给我讲，他说的，我们明天有一个聚会，希望你能够务必参加，好不好？
And one of the mornings, there was a fellow believer who told me to come to a meeting.
那个，结果我去了，结果我看到王明道在里面呢。
And when I went to this meeting, I saw Pastor Wang Mingdao.
和他的, 和他的妻子
and his wife.
啊，他的妻子个子不高，甜甜的，笑嘻嘻的，在后面。
His wife had a small, was small in stature, but she was, you know, really cheerful.
那个我们在查经分享的时候啊，哎，我就忽然之间看到一个人。
And when we were there praying, I suddenly saw someone.
是个保安，到上面来监视着他。A security guard.
I saw a security guard.
Yeah, 那个时候，我们都是晓得他是来监视来的。
We all knew that he was there to do surveillance.
那个，你们有没有看过那个王明大的故事啊？是啊。他监狱里面出来过没有？啊，他是这个样子情形啊，很有意思。他关了十几年以后，那个铁窗自卫不是好长的，关了十几年，那个里面的那个里面的那个监牢里面的人，他说：“你只要签个名，我就放你出去了。”
So have you heard of the story? His story and the. Did you know he was, how long he was imprisoned? He was actually,
released,
put in prison for 10 or so years. And, near the end, someone said, oh, you just have to sign this paper and we'll let you go.
他就给我放出去了。
And so he was released.
过了几天以后啊，他那个良心不安，他这个神交代不过去啊。他马上啊，乘了火车就赶回去了。他给监狱里人家他说的：“我要撤销，我还是基督徒，我这个签名不算数。”那个监狱里面不算数可以啊。他说：“你再要到牢监里面来啊。”他说：“好，没有问题。”他又回去监了，监牢里面了。
But actually, when on his way, you know, leaving the prison, you know, his conscience, you know, he felt kind of guilty, and he actually went back to the prison and said, "Oh, you know, the signature that I signed, it doesn't count. You know, I don't want to, I guess, deny being a Christian." And they told him, "Well, then you have to go back to jail." And he was like, "Yeah, I will."
弟兄姐妹啊，那个王明道还是了不起，他知道他不能够什么，不能够违背啊神的旨意，他就又回去了。普通一个人的话，很多人的话就出去了就出去了嘛，你再去传福音嘛，对不对？他当时他又回去了。
So you know, he was really a great man because you know.He was willing to go back to not go against God's will because many people, you know, maybe when they leave, they will just feel like, oh, I left, I'm just going to go on and preach. But he decided to go back.
那个弟兄姐妹，我讲到这里的时候啊，我就想到那个王明道跟那个宋尚杰，他们这个 pattern 呢，他们这个样子，我们要跟随。要跟随的，绝对跟随。
And so, brothers and sisters, when I think to John Song and Pastor Wang Mingdao, I just think about how we should really follow in their example.
我们再来看看生命的改变，好不好？第二十四节到二十五节，我们看一看。
So let's look at verses 24 and 25.
来，我们一起来读一读，好不好？来。
To read it together.
这样吩咐，菲斯都大声说：“保罗，你癫狂了吧？你是学问派的，反叫你癫狂。”保罗说：“菲斯都，我不是癫狂，我说的是真是好。”好，我们听到这里，
okay.
我们就看到了啊，保罗有没有癫狂啊？ 假如你跟我的话上去的话，你才癫狂了。我没有癫狂，你癫狂了，对不对？他保罗在这里就是说，啊，理直气壮的，他就给他讲，很和蔼的，很和气的给他讲，温和的给他讲。他说：“我把这个真相给你听，给你看，对不对？”这个保罗的生命啊，有一个大改变。保罗的生命为什么有那么大的一个改变呢？啊，为什么？啊，这个是他啊，神向他显现的。不光是神向他显现的，我们看加勒泰书第一章，Galatians。
Okay, so verse 24 and 25. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. "You are out of your mind, Paul," he shouted. "Your great learning is driving you insane." "I am not insane, most excellent Festus," Paul replied. "What I am saying is true and reasonable." And so, do we think Paul is insane? No.
我们看看加勒泰书第一章好不好？
But Paul replied to Festus, you know, really reasonably and, you know, very gently, and just, you know, saying that
17节, 18节,
what he's saying is true. So, but let's also turn to Galatians chapter 1,
17, 18,
verse 17 and
18. 来，我们一起来读好不好？来，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些逼我做使徒的。唯独往拿不去，后又回到大马色，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五年。好，我们读了这里，这里面我们看到，当大马色的光照那个保罗的时候，保罗有没有到耶路撒冷去啊？保罗没有到耶路撒冷去，保罗到了什么？到了阿拉伯旷野，两年到三年的时间在那里，啊，在那里，他在那里干什么？神亲自的引导他。旷野里面没有人声，没有任何的干扰，他和神关锁了两三年之久，神请他离开了，他就圣灵带领他离开了。
So here, verse 18, it says, "Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. So we see that after Jesus showed up to him and on his way to Damascus, he didn't actually go immediately to Jerusalem. In fact, he went to the desert of Arabia for 3 years, where their God and, you know, was, you know, basically teaching him and leading him. In a place that there were pretty much no other people around.
这里我们看到第十七节，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。当一个人，这个保罗这个人很特别，他没有去见人，任何人他都不见，他先给什么？先去见耶稣去。到旷野里面去见耶稣，见了以后他才回到大马色。他为什么还要回到大马色去啊？他为什么还要回到大马色去啊？因为他在大马色遇见神的。他在大马色，那个基督教他没有去逼迫，他就悔改了，信主了，在那个地方都蛮震动的，所以他要去看他经过的大马色的这个地方。
So, you know, Paul, he went to the desert of Arabia, but after he was done, he actually came back and he went to Damascus. And we see that, you know, Paul, instead of, after encountering Jesus, you know, going about to meet other people, he went to the desert to meet Jesus. And then when that time was done, he came back to Damascus. And why did he come back? The reason is because that was where he encountered Jesus. And because in his first trip there, he was there to persecute the Christians, but now he's going back to preach.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们啊， 忙忙碌碌的每天在做家事啊，做工作啊，我们尊贵啊，不能够像保罗那样子的可以灌输一年两年单独的，但是我们需要有给神有一个灌输的时间，跟他安静等候他的时间。
So brothers and sisters, you know, our lives, you know, we have many things, you know, we may be busy, we may have things to do at home or work to do, and maybe we don't have, you know, one or multiple years the same way that Paul had, but we should still dedicate time in our daily lives to be still and quiet, and to wait before God.
是，我们看看最后一处好不好？我们看最后一处啊。
So let's look at the last point here.
那个保罗啊，他这个人啊，有个生命的改变，而且他有什么？有上头来的智慧啊！我们来读一节圣经好不好？
We see that Paul had a life change, and he had wisdom that comes from heaven.
我们读二十七节好不好
？Let us read verse 27 in Acts chapter 26.
我们来读一读好不好？
你
信先知吗？我知道你是信的。好，我们读二十八节来。
亚基帕对保罗说：“你小小为一卷，便叫我做基督徒吧。”
这个好 ，OK。
Verse 27 and 28, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?"
我们看到这两节圣经的时候啊，我们看到那个保罗的生命啊，有极大的一个改变，跟他以前那个个性啊，有个生命啊，有一个改变，对不对？
We see that in these verses, you know, Paul really had a life change, that his character actually changed, after encountering Jesus.
这里我们也同时也看到啊，那个保罗啊，对亚基伯这个绘画里面，我们看到啊，保罗不但是他的生命有改变，他的那个有耶稣基督的智慧。
And here in these two verses, it's not only that Paul's life has changed, but that he also has wisdom that comes from Jesus.
Yeah, 那个我不晓得大家有没有读过四福音。那个有一次，那个文士给法利赛人问耶稣说：“你的赦免的权柄是从哪里来的？”
So.If you guys recall what was written in the four Gospels when the Pharisees came to Jesus and asked, where is your authority come from to forgive people's sins?
那个耶稣不好回答他这个话，对不对？这个说 yes 也不可以，说 no 也不可以。这个耶稣怎么样子说？他说你，我回答你去，你先回答我一个问题，对不对？哈。他说：“约翰的洗是从哪里来的？有没有？”
And so the Pharisees asked him this because they were trying to trap him. Because saying yes, they wouldn't accept it, and saying no, they would have something against him. And so Jesus replied by saying, "Before I answer you, answer me this." And he asked them, "Where does the John's baptism comes from?"
这里他就问了一句话：“你信先知吗？”你相不相信先知所说的话，对不对
？And here, so Paul is doing something similar, and he asks King Agrippa, "Do you believe the prophets?"
假如说你说我信先知，那你信先知的话，你应该跟随先知的话了。先知里面讲的清清楚楚嘛，从创世纪，到最后一卷马拉西书，通通都讲的清清楚楚嘛。耶稣是。处女怀孕的是在创世纪也来写了，在那个小先知大小先知书里面，通通都讲得很清楚的。
Because if he believes the prophets, then he should believe what they say. And you know, in the Old Testament, various prophets and throughout the Bible, from Genesis to the major prophets, the minor prophets, they all, you know, prophesy about Jesus, and it's very clear.
所以他就问他这个问题了，那个，因为这个问题的，这个问题呢是一个关键。从这个问题里面呢，那个亚基伯王也没有回答他，他就讲了第十八节，让我们看，就是说。
Yeah, and this point was really critical. But because Paul said this, Agrippa didn't really have a good response. And in verse 18, it says,
就是那个他回答他就是说，你想，
oh, verse,
你稍微劝我一下，我就能够，我就成为基督徒吗？
In verse 28, Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?"
其实我们看这一节圣经的时候，那个亚基伯王有没有心动啊？有心动。
So when we read these few verses, you know, do we think that King Agrippa was moved? And in fact, he was.
他没有像保罗那么绝对啊，我在想，是不是啊？呀，那个弟兄姐妹啊，那个，所以我们基督徒啊，要有不光是这个生命长进，我们要有圣灵与我们同在，圣灵启示智慧的灵要赐给我们。
And so, you know, King Agrippa obviously was not as decisive in his faith as Paul was. But you know, for us,
那个，所以呢，我们需要有那个什么。传福音也需要有智慧啊
，to help us, to give us wisdom.
在以赛亚书第55:28呢那里讲，他说啊，我们看看以赛亚书55:28。
So let's read Isaiah chapter 55:28.
Right. 55:哎，那我记错了，就是你在悦纳的时候接纳他，有没有？
献给
寻找他的时候，是啊，你对对对，在第六节，你都可寻找耶和华的时候寻找他，
okay.
相近的时候求告他。
Chapter 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，有时候很多的时候，我们心里面一有感动啊，我们就应该相信，不要推脱，不要迟延。很多的时候，我们这个人有一个缺点，像我的话，常常哎呀。明天再说吧，就是推迟了，就是说，人常常不能够信啊，马上的，即刻的，马上就是说，我就相信了，我就相信。
So brothers and sisters, if we are moved to believe, then we should take hold of that moment and believe, and do not delay or procrastinate.
好不好呀？不要推延啊！这也是平常教导我们做什么事情不要推延。我们大家一起来改我们这个习惯啊，推演啊。
Yeah.
那个我们最后讲的那个结论了，结论里面讲的那个啊，《提摩太后书》4:2。
And one of the final points in for today is in 2 Timothy 4:2.
Verse 2. 第四章，现在就是第四章吗？来，我们一起来读好不好？来，传道无论得时，总要专心。 并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。好，我们就读到这里啊。
And here it says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience.
那个二十六章啊，假使那个保罗啊，保罗晓得他要到那个罗马去见那个皇帝，但是呢，他可以不需要去辨别。他去辨别为什么？他就是想传福音。
So you know, when in Acts chapter 26, when Paul is before Agrippa and Festus, he was petitioning to basically go to meet Caesar. He was petitioning to Caesar. He knew that he would be going to Rome, and the reason for that was because he wanted to preach the gospel there.
我现在问大家看啊，这个提摩太四章二节，除了这个四章二节，我们要得时不得时，我们都要传福音，对不对？除了这个以外，我们为什么这二十六章是什么？是最好的 finest piece of reading， 对不对？Finest piece， 他为什么是？除此之外还有什么理由没有？除了传福音以外。
So you know, key point we have to notice here in Second Timothy is that we are to preach the word in season or out of season, and if we then you know it makes us think about why is Acts chapter 26 one of the finest pieces of reading, except for the fact that it's all about preaching the gospel.
你们想想看，为什么？当然，在每个人的眼光不一样的，他我们看到这里的时候呢，他为什么把它摆成 finest piece of the reading？
So why? So think about why this chapter is one of the finest pieces to read.
你们大家。有什么感觉没有？
What does everyone think?
薛勇，你有吗？对，对，这个就是他的绝对，绝对，他违背，不违背上面的，不违背上面的那个。那个主的旨意，对王有绝对的心，这个是一个很好的 point。 他这个人信主了以后，他就真实的相信，把那个整个人投入在这个里面了，绝对的信心，对不对呀？除此之外还有没有？为什么他是一个那个 finest piece of readingin the Bible，
真实的见证。
真实的见证，见证什么呢？
一些细节不能弄巧其次。他是从小，就是耶稣是弥赛亚。
他
四到八节，
这也是那个我这里我写的啊，我给你啊。第一个，我们要无论得时不得时要传福音。你看保罗，他在这个大庭广众之下，他传福音嘛，是不是啊？对不对？他不得时嘛，他不该讲的他讲了。
So a few points that is important here is that you know Paul is you know decisive, absolute in his faith, and very sure of what he believes and.No matter where he is, whether it's in season or out of season, he is preaching the gospel. And we see here in this chapter that he didn't have to preach the gospel, but he did.
那个，所以第一个是传福音，第二个呢，它是一个生命有一个改变，啊，那个保罗他这个生命有改变，他信主到这个Chapter 26之间呢，他生命有一个改变呀，所以他 对那个对他四个人啊，对两个人讲话的时候，他的上司长官讲话的时候，都是蛮有礼貌、蛮有智慧的，也是不动气。那第二个原因呢，他第一个传福音，第二个生命改变，第三个呢，就是刚刚学荣讲的，对主有绝对的心啊，我们可以效法。第四点呢，他有智慧，这个人非常有智慧。
So the first thing is that here is that is about preaching the gospel. The second is about the life change that happened in Paul. And we see here that when Paul is speaking to Agrippa and Festus, he was full of, you know, wisdom, and he was very respectful. The third thing is that he has a wholehearted devotion to God. And the last thing is that he has God's wisdom.
很好。十八节啊，我们来读一下好不好？来，这个26:18是吧？我们来一起读读好不好？来。
And let's also read verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明。从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业，
就是得救的整个那个内涵。
对对对，
为什么我们一定要信耶稣？就是因为这样。
It says to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这个很谢谢师母的提醒，这一件很重要。
So thank you, Pastor, for this reminder.
我们低头有个祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你今天让孩子讲《使徒行传》26。主耶稣，你恩待孩子。主耶稣，孩子有讲的啊，不完全的地方，愿你圣灵亲自的教导我们，来改正我们，帮助我们更多的来认识你，让我们啊弟兄姐妹们能够一起能够啊思想你26给我们个人的启示是什么。主耶稣，求你真是帮助我们。帮助我们更多知道你，更多的来爱你。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。谢谢大家。
上个礼拜我们唱一首诗歌，就是与神就是